Erta ikol lamashma mimenhogo de halilo. Our meaning, the way we say halal, we can learn out from here a lot of halachis. There are a lot of halachis to learn out from the way we say halal. So drashi halachos gedolos in mimenhogo de halilo. Mimash onu royim shenoygin achshav yemenu. The way we today say halal. Devote can I see us can afarsh viyozel. Shoyenoygim lanois halaluko shtei pomin. V'lo yoyter. That our minig now is only to answer back Haluka two times and not more. The Aimim call a Halal im Hamikra. And we say the whole Halal along with the Shkech Tibur. Like we don't just be quiet, but we also say Halal along. Ad Hoidu, until Hoidu. The Aimim Hoidu Achrov. The Chosrin Vakarin Imoy Ad Ono. The Aina Ono Hashem Hashiano. The Yonat Lichano Achrov. Kemoy Shana Waisin. What we do, after the Chazan says, on Hashem Hashino, we say it after him. The Yain Zul Kekriya Sarishainim. This is not the way they used to do. Shehoyu Oinim Haluko HaKol Dibo Kereminu Masnitsin. This is not the way they did in the Mishnah's time. In the Mishnah's time, the Shliach Tzibah used to say Halal and be Moitzi the whole Rabbim. The Rabbim did not have to say Halal by themselves. But all the Mishnah said is, you have to say they're always answer back Halaluka. After every Pusik or Pusik, just answer back Halaluka. That's the way it used to be. But now it's not that way. Now everybody says their own halal. Also the site of Yomar Rova, the minig shalachshav, according to our minig, the way we do it today, on ulemedim ma'ika kriyas halal, kishatiknu tchilo, lefi shakil chayovim bekriyosim, v'ayna kol bekiyim boy. From the way we do it now, we're going to know what's the ika part of halal, how they're masakin it, and also at times before, when people were not bekiyim boy, is tiknu echot karov yachirim shemim. V'yakol oinim miktas. At the times of the Mishnah when people did not know how to say the whole Halil, then the meaning was the Shriach Tzibah would be Moitzi the Rabbim, and people will just answer back parts of it. V'yachshav, but today, shekol b'nei k'nei yaseinu b'kiyim. Nowadays, everybody knows how to say Halil. V'kor renoise kuloi. Everybody says Halil by themselves. V'yafal p'kein oinim shtei pomim haluka. Still, we answer back haluka two times. For Hodu Hashem, we answer after the Chazin. The Yonu Hashem is Mikanon Yecholim Lomoid Matiknu Rishonim Lanois Lemi Shein Bekiim Ulubekiim. From our minig now, we'll see the Loch is how you're supposed to do it. The people that did not know how to say Halil, and even the people that did know how to say Halil, how is it Takana Harad Rabbon and Masakin to go to say Halil? We'll see it from our minig now. So we'll start like this. Who am Haluka? The Shliach Tzibah starts off saying Haluka. The Hain Oimim Haluka, and the Tzibah answers back also Haluka. Shrashi, who am Haluka? The Hain Oimim Haluka. Mikan Shemitzvah Lanas Haluka. That's the Moraz Loshin. Mikan Shemitzvah Lanas Haluka. The Grashi Mamash Shonu Noigim. Our minig now is Shahamakra Poiseh Haluka. The Shliach Tzibah starts off saying Haluka. Yes, we said the bracha. Lukra as a halal, then he starts off saying haluka. The onu shoyskin, and we keep quiet. The yonim achrav haluka, we also answer back haluka. Vu shoysik, and then the shiach tzibah keeps quiet. The yonu maschino nikres imoy kiseder, shono gomrim imoy, shara halal. You don't stay along with him, because we finished the rest of halal. Is lemei demonu mikan shemitzvah lanas haluka b'psichosoi v'afilu l'bikiyim. That's the meaning. That even the people that are bikiyim, the first haluka, like we wait till the chazan says the first, and then we say it after him. Yeah. Right. So then, after we answer back haluka, then the shliach tzibur hu oimer, he says halalu avdi Hashem. He starts to say halal. V'hein oimrim haluka. And then they also answer back, Haluka. Mikan, from here at Saraya, Shimhoya Godo Makroisoi, Oinem Achrav Haluka. That if there was a Godel, if the Shliach Tzibah was a Godel, that could be Moitzi the Rabbin in case they, like they don't know how to say Halel, so in such a case then all we have to do is just answer back and say, Haluka. Shrashi, Hu Oinem Halalu Avdi Hashem, Vein Oimrim Haluka. Mikan Lemisha Godo Makro, Shoinem Achrav Haluka. Our minig is, I don't know, we don't do this today, but the minig in Rashi times was, we answer back a second time, haluka. But the rest of the halal we just say along with the Shliach Tzibah. If there was such a minig like that,
Now, they had the meaning after the Chazan said, Hallelu Avdi Hashem, they used to answer back, Halleluka. So from that minig we learn out that Tiknu HaRishonim, that me Shayna Boki, somebody did not know how to say Hallel, or Boki Vyena Gomer, or somebody knew, but he didn't want to say Hallel. El Seimech HaLamakra, but the person just wanted to be Seimech upon the Makra, is Dayov Lanas Halleluka. All you have to do is just answer back Halleluka, I'll call Dibur Dibur. Like after every few words that he says, you have to answer back Halleluka. Ulafika, therefore, since at the time of the Mishnah, when the Shliach Tzibur used to say Hallel for everybody, even though now he doesn't, now everybody says their own Hallel, but they left this Takana now that we should know how it was then. Ulafika, Chazikou Achsha B'minig Azer, we hold on to this minig. Lismoich B'Hallelu Avdi Hashem Al HaMakra, that the first few of words of Hallelu Avdi Hashem, we rely on what the Makra, what the Shliach Tzibur says. Ulanas Halleluka. All we do is just answer back Halleluka. Ledas Takona Rishonah. Just remember how the first Takona was. V'lotishtakach. And don't forget. Shemute v'chol halal lismecholov. V'lanas Halleluka l'mishayna boki. Not to forget to know that if you want to, this was the first meaning, you could do like this. The first meaning was that if somebody does not know how to say halal, you just listen to the Shliach Tzibur, and all you have to do is after every few words, you have to answer back Halleluka. Halleluka, Halleluka. That's all you have to answer back. So to remember that minig, now in Rashi's time, the minig was that the Shliach Tzibur says this first pasuk of Hallelu Avdi Hashem, and we answer back Halleluka. To remember there was such a minig that the Shliach Tzibur used to say the whole Hallel, and we would just answer back Halleluka. Even though now the rest of the Hallel we say ourselves. We just do this first word like this, the first few words, to remember the way it was. That teaches us the minig the way it used to be. No, we don't do this today. But then, who I now hoidul Hashem. Then the Shliach Tzibur, when it comes to hoidul Hashem, he says it out loud, V'hein oimrim hoidul Hashem. And we also answer back after him, hoidul Hashem kitev kidoim chazdoi. Mikan, from here it's a raya, she mitzvah la'anais rosh prokim. There's a mitzvah to speak out the beginning of a perek of a new inyan. Drashi, who I'm a hoidu. V'hein sheiskin v'yecha kachoinim. When the Shliach Tzibur says, Hoidu Hashem Kitav Kidolam Chazdoi, we keep quiet, we listen to him, and when he finishes saying it, then we go on and say, Hoidu Hashem Kitav. What's the purpose of this? Mikan from here, Sheberoshe Prokim. At the beginning of some new parak, new beginning, Tzrichin Lanas Roshe Prokim Atzmon. You have to speak out the beginning of the parak. V'loi Sagile B'Halleluka. Here, even at times of at the Mishnah, when we used to be Maitzi, listen to the Shliach Tzibur, he would say it for us. So we said all we have to do is just answer back Halleluka. That alone is not enough. When it comes to the Rosh Prok in the beginning of a new parak, you have to say the beginning of that parak. O miyu, anan digamrinan kulei, we now that say the whole Hallel leserichnan. We don't have to do it for every parak or parak. We don't have to do it. Elo shebezehech diku. This was the minig shetishtakach takona rishena lemi shena gomer. The reason why we do it at least by this pasuk of Hoidul Hashem Kitoiv, to remember that the Takana was at the beginning. When the Takana was at the beginning, when the Shliach Tzibur said Hallel for everybody, then they didn't say word for word, so all they had to do was answer that Halleluka every few words, but at the beginning of the Perek, they had to say the beginning of that Perek, or Hoidul Hashem Kitoiv, or the beginning of each Perek. He said, at that time, the summer, they had to say, Moshe B'Lashem, or Menah Meitzar, or Hashem Zacharonu. At the beginning of each Perek, they had to say. So even though today we don't do it in each parak because we say along every word, this one time, we do it to remember the way it was at that time. Itmanami, Omer Rav Chonin Bar Rava, mitzvah la'anas Rosh Prokim. There's a mitzvah to say the beginning of each parak. Like even at the time when the Shliach Tzibur would be the one to be mitzvah, and we didn't have to say word for word, but the beginning of the parak, we would have to say. Baiter, who aimer honor Hashem Hoshiyano? Then the Shliach Tzibur says, honor Hashem Hoshiyano. V'hein aimrim, like we're quiet when he says it, and after he gets finished, we also answer back. V'hein aimrim, honor Hashem Hoshiyano. What do we do this for? Mikan, from here we learn out. Shimho ye koton makro isoi. Let's say a koton was saying hallo for you. It was manha mishnah, when people were not tziki and people did not know how to say hallo by themselves, so they had to have somebody else say it for them. If the person was a gadol, very good, he could be made to you. Let's say it's only a cotton saying it for you. Then the halacha is, since the cotton is potter from the mitzvah, and you are the chiyuv to say halal, you can't be yotzei from his kriya. So the locha then is you have to say a word, word for word with him. So mikan, from here we learn out the fact we say after the shir tzibur, onu Hashem Hashino, mikan shem hoya kotin, makro isa unam achrob, mashuayma. But this is just a remembrance that what's going to be if you have a kid or your wife saying halal for you, it's not enough just to listen to every word he says, but you have to answer back and say every word after him. So to remember this, by onu Hashem Hashino, that's what we do. After the shliach tzibur says it, we also say it back, onu Hashem Hashino. Rashi says, this is not from the beginning of the perek. But so what's the purpose? Why did we say this out loud after Shliach Tzibur? Is the Simin. They wanted us to remember to have a sign, to remember how the takon originally was. In a case where you don't say halal yourself, you rely on the shliach tzibur. So then in the case where the shliach tzibur is a kotim, and he's saying it for you, you should know then you can't be yotzei just listening, because he's potter. Then you have to say word for word after him. So to remember that takona, we also say like word for word after shliach tzibur of onu Hashem Hashino. We let him first say onu Hashem Hashino, then we answer back onu Hashem Hashino to remember such a takona. That there are some people that when they hear halal from somebody else, from a kotin, they have to say back word for word. Right, then the next takana is, Hu oimer onu Hashem hatzlichano, then the shliach tzibur says, onu Hashem hatzlichano, v'hein oimrim, and we answer back, onu Hashem hatzlichano. What's the purpose of this? Mikan, from here we learn out, Shimbo lichvo koifel. There's such a takon, like our Mishnah says, if you want to say psukim over twice, you'll have to say them out twice. So that's the limit we learn out from here. Like onu Hashem hatzlichano, we say twice, as if to say, you'll have to do it a lot of places. Shrashi, oimer onu Hashem hatzlichano, v'hein shemim, we listen, after that, then we answer back, what's the purpose? We do this, remember? If somebody wants to say the psukim over twice, he has a right to do it. Because really here, when the shliach tzibur says, onu Hashem atzlichano, since we're listening, we could be yotze, we're just listening. There's a klal of shemeya koina. So really, we're yotze the fact we heard the shliach tzibur say it. Why do we say it over again a second time? Onu Hashem Hatzlichano is to come to teach us that there are psukim that you're allowed to say over twice. Sharei tzalich b'sahalo kleifel. Kemisha zeh nichbo. Shoshim ha'wenu. Kul kamon. V'yelu shem v'yaynin. Harei zeh kfeilo. Now, v'chol hanim mikan dekomer rova mikan lakot namakriya mikan shem olichbo lav dafka. Du adin nami motzla melech ipcho. Right, but other things are... Right. Then, hu oimeh borach habo. The Shliach Tzibur says, Baruch Habo, Vein Oimrim V'Shem Hashem. That was the minute. That the Shliach Tzibur said, Baruch Habo, and by Baruch Habo, we yotze by hearing it from the Shliach Tzibur, and all we say is just the words, V'Shem Hashem. There was such a minute like that. Why? So Gemara says, Mikan, from this minute we learn out, L'Shemeya Koina. There's such a klal of Shemeya Koina. Even though we do not say the word, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Habo, how are we yotze the words of Baruch Habo? We just hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. We just answer back, Mashem Hashem. So how are we yotze with Baruch Habo? Elamai, there's the klal of Shemei Yekoina. That if we hear it from a person that's mechuyiv, then he has in mind to be yotze us, and we have in mind to be yotze with his kriya, there's the klal of Shemei Yekoina. That's the klal of all brachas in a lot of places. So Drashi, hu ayin the Baruch Habo, ve'noim yim b'Shem Hashem. Or the Baruch Habo, soim chin olav. We rely on what the Shliach Tzibur said. V'yein oimim, lo yatevas atzmon, v'lo ha'aluka. We don't answer back anything after Baruch Habo. This is not our minig. But the minig in the Gemara times was Baruch Habo, they didn't do anything. They just listened to the Shliach Tzibur. And they only said the Shem Hashem. What was the purpose? Mikan nilmak, here we learn now to remember the klal is L'sheni Yedeya. L'likreis l'elanis. Somebody doesn't know how to read and not the answer back. Im Shoma, if he heard it. V'chiva libra, he had in his mind to be yetzah the mitzvah l'shmoya. Afal pish le'ona yotzah. Even though you don't answer back anything, there's the klal shemeya koina. V'chein l'mispaolin v'tzibur. O shliach tzibur oimeh kaddish o yehesh merabah. This is Rashi's famous shito, and the loch is like this. that if you're in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, you're davening Shemoneh Esrei quietly to yourself, and in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, you hear the way the Shliach Tzibur, you came late, and he's up to Kaddish already, or he's up to Yehei Shmei Rabba, the Locher is, Rosh Shitter is, Yishtaku, you're supposed to be quiet, stop your tefillah, b'tefillosan, v'yishmu b'kavona, and listen and have in mind, to be Yitzel, Yehei Shmei Rabba, or the Kedusha, by just listening to the Shliach Tzibur. V'rehen koinin, it's as if you're answering yourself. And when the Shliach Tzibur finishes the Kedusha, Yehei Shmei Rabba, then you go back to your tefillah. V'chein yosef rav yudoi goin by halachas gedolos. That's Rosh Hashita, that Shemeya Koino, that you could be Yitzel, who had in Kedusha, Yehei Shmei Rabba. If you're in places that you can't answer back, where the only places is Kamat by Shemoneh Esrei, that's Kamat, the only place where you can't answer Yehei Shmei Rabba. But if you're in your Shemoneh Esrei, then the Lach really is supposed to just be quiet, then don't say anything, because you're not allowed to be mafsik. But Shemeya Koino you're allowed to. Tosfos Shita is not like this. Tosfos asks the kasha in one shoch. If you hold Shemeya Koino by listening, it's considered as if you said it, so you'd be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So therefore, Tosfos Shita is you're not allowed to stop to listen. Because if you stop to listen, Shemeya is Koino. It's considered like you said it out, and you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So Tosfos Shita is you're not supposed to stop. But Aloch is like Rashi Shita, that even though there's a klal of Shemeya Koino, that's a mitzvah, you could be yoitz of the mitzvah. If you hear Kedusha from the Shliach Tzibur, or you hear Yehei Shmei Rabba, and you just listen, you yoitz of the mitzvah. It has a din to be yoitz. In other words, this really is the chikiru, really this is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. You declare, what's the pshat Shemeya Koino? That that I hear it from him. Is it considered, the fact that I hear it, is it considered like mamash like I said it? Shemeya, when you hear it, is mamash Koino like you said it. That's the way Tosfos learns. So there's what Tosfos says, the Milu Shemoneh Esrei, if you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you can't stop to listen to the Shliach Tzibur saying Kedusha, saying Baruch Hu, or saying Yehei Shmei Rabba. Because if you say Shemeya means mamish like you're saying it, so you're not allowed to say something in Milu Shemoneh Esrei. However, Rashi learns that's not the pshat from Shemeya Koino. It's not considered that you're saying it. No, Shemeya, that if you listen to him, your Yotze with his Dibur. He is the one that's saying it. Just his Dibur helps for you also. So it's considered like you have the mitzvah, even though you didn't say any words. Therefore, even though you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you're not allowed to talk out, it's not considered you're talking out though. Shemeya Koino just means I'm Yotze with his Dibur. If I've listened to him and he's saying it, his Dibur helps for me. But not if Pshat is considered like I'm mama saying it. That's the way Tosfos learns. But Aloch, it's like Rashi, is just considered I'm being Yotze with his Dibur, with his words. Therefore, I'm quiet. So even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I'm allowed to be Shemeya Koino. The more boy me name Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Shoma v'loy ono maho. What's going to be the locha by Hallel if you heard Hallel from the Shliach Tzibur and you didn't answer back anything? You didn't say Halleluka, you didn't say anything. What's the locha? Are you yotze the mitzvah Hallel or not? Is Omalhu, he answered back Hachimor the Chachomim the Sefrai Rashi says that's the Malam de Tinoikis. For Reisha Yoma, the heads of the people, Udarshia, the Darshonim, Omru, they all said like this, Shoma v'loy ono, if somebody heard Hallel, and he did not say anything back, Yotze, you are Yotze. Because that's the klal, Shemeya is Koino. The fact you hear it, and you have in mind to listen to it, and the person that's saying it has in mind to be Meitzi, to say it for you, Shemeya is Koino. You're Yotze with his Dibur. And Itmanam Yomra B'shum Ben Pazi, Omra B'shur Ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, Minayin, how do we know this halacha? L'shemeya koina, how do we know such halacha? That the fact you just listened to it is considered like you're saying it. How do we know shemeya is koina? The asid, because the pasuk says, the pasuk really brought down wrong on the side it should be. Pasuk says, kol divrei ha-sefer, ashekora should be melech Yehuda. That's what the pasuk says. His kol divrei ha-sefer, ashekora melech Yehuda. The kashya is v'chi yishayo koron, did Yishayo read it? V'aloi shofan koron. It was Shofan that the one was reading it. Sakam, it says here, Melech Yehuda, and not Shofan. Tehsir by Yikro Shofan, it says your Shofan read it. Lefnei Melech. Elamikan l'shemeya koino. Here it's right that the one that heard it, the Malachim that heard it, it's also considered like they said it. Shemeya is koino. So in this pasuk we see Shemeya is koino. Even though Shofan said it, still the pasuk says Melech Yehuda said it over. For the Gemara Nova, Dilma, boss of the Korona Shofan, Kori Yishayo? That's what it says, Melech Yehuda means Yishayo read it. Maybe talk after Shofan read it, Yishayo also read it afterwards. But maybe not the Pshat is Shemeya. The fact he heard it from Shofan, it's considered like he said it, maybe no. If he just heard it, maybe it's not considered like he said it. But maybe Imam Mashav Tav, a Korea. And here we talk and read it, maybe. Somer of Acher by Yaakov, Lois Taka Daitav. No, that can't be Pshat in the Postik. Yesir, the Postik says, Yan Rach Levovicho, your heart became low, but he kon alafne Hashem, Bishomacho, when you heard these Dvorim. So Dik is Bishomacho, Voloi Bikaracha. Mashma Yu Yeshayo, you only heard it, but you did not read it. So the Postik is Mashma, clearly that Yeshayo, Melech Yuda, did not read it. He only heard it. So how come the Postik says he read it? Elamai, since he heard it from Shofan, the Klali Shemei is kind of. When you hear something, it's considered as if you said it over. Yeah. Omar Rova, Rova says like this, Loilei me'inish baruch habo, a person should not stop, like in the middle of saying, baruch habo b'shem Hashem, he shouldn't stop after baruch habo, stop, v'hoza b'shem Hashem, and then say b'shem Hashem. Notice that any time you can say Hashem's name, either right before it or right after it, you should never stop. Because then it looks like, Miri says, as if you're saying the first words, then you're stopping, then like you're saying Hashem's name in vain. So whenever you come to say Hashem's name, the words before and the words afterwards, always say it together. As if to say, you're not saying Hashem's name in vain, but you're saying Hashem's name in the middle of tefillah. See, after also, Baruch Habo B'Shem Hashem should be said together. El Baruch Habo B'Shem Hashem Badodi. Say it together. So Drashi L'Olem Inish, Mi Shein Achar Makroisoi. If somebody else is not saying it for you, L'Olem Baruch Habo, V'Yinan Shein B'Taim, and wait a little bit, V'Hod V'Shem Hashem. Rashi says it. It looks like you'd be Meisel Avatola. If you don't say Hashem's name right away, it looks like you're stopping, and now you're saying Hashem's name, Levatola. So Amalei Rav Safra.